What's the highest quality waste of an hour? An hour of Angry Birds or Tetris? Super Mario Brothers, Doom, or The Takeaway? Hey. Well, those are among the nominees, not The Takeaway, of course, in an unscientific poll of the world's most popular video games for a new Hall of Fame. The full list comes from the National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. It is
Angry Birds,
Doom,
FIFA Soccer,
Legend of Zelda,
Minecraft,
The Oregon Trail,
Pac-Man,
Pokemon,
Pong,
The Sims,
Sonic the Hedgehog,
Space Invaders,
Super Mario Brothers,
Tetris,
World of Warcraft.
Compiling votes for the finalists for induction into the new World Video Game Hall of Fame. Winners won't be announced until June. Joining us to sort our winners and losers in the video game game is Don Robich, who co-created the first version of the Oregon Trail back in 1971. It's been a while, huh, Don?
Yes, it has.
What makes a legendary, you know, Hall of Fame level video game, and why do you think people connect it to Oregon Trail?
Well, I think that the game has to provide a challenge, and the game has to involve you at a personal level. I've always thought that one of the reasons why the Oregon Trail was so popular is that when it first came out in the version that you could play on a personal computer, you were putting kids right into the middle of a story as well as having them play a game. I think it's that personal connection and the fact that they feel like they're in control of the experience, so to speak, that has made it so long-lived.
On our own little poll of best video games, I mean, it's Super Mario Brothers that's ahead. And that's really not a surprise, right? And I happen to know that our demographic, while younger than, say, Morning Edition, is not kids.
Right. Well, something like Super Mario Brothers kept millions of kids glued to their couches as they tried to solve the challenges. The thing that I'm proud about with the Oregon Trail being one of the finalists is that we are the only game that was designed specifically with an educational purpose in mind. And so kids had fun playing the Oregon Trail as a game, but they also learned as they did it.
Does mobile kill the video game in your view, or is it a whole new world of a Hall of Fame possibilities?
Well, it would be inevitable that there would be mobile versions, but I've always thought that the most effective use of the game, at least from an educational standpoint, was to have kids play it in a group. Put a group of four or five kids around a computer and have them simulate the experience of the family in the covered wagon and let them go through the kinds of discussions and decision-making that would have taken place.
Sounds great. You know, you learn something new every day. I did not know that the Oregon Trail passed through Evanston, Illinois, where I'm speaking to the co-creator of the Oregon Trail video game, Don Robich. Don, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Don Robich, co-creator of the Oregon Trail video game that could be inducted into the new World Video Game Hall of Fame from the National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. Winners announced in June, but you can vote on your favorite video game at thetakeaway.org. Or just give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
This is Amanda from Austin, Texas. My favorite video games are anything by BioWare, especially Mass Effect and Dragon Age. Complete character facial customization, choices that affect gameplay for each following installment, really allows you to emotionally invest yourself into the game.
Hi, this is Ray from Newark, Delaware. I remember when Pong came out, made my eyes hurt. I play pinball anytime I can, that's the best.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.